sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace from God, who always makes the first move and who reaches out to us in peace. If one takes Lent seriously, if one takes church seriously, then Lent can be a very active time, a very reflective time, a very disciplined time, but it's really up to that individual. I've shared before that to the rest of the world, these Lenten days are just more regular, busy winter days. Spring is coming, and it's just a crazy time, like all the rest of the year. The practice, the discipline of Lent has gone out the window for many in our world and in our culture, but to those in the church, it is an opportunity to mark the 40 days before Christ's passion and death, to mark the time with various disciplines and practices, as benign as wearing purple or trying not to say alleluia, or as profound as connecting with those who are marginalized and estranged, maybe in a new way, getting out of our comfort zones, maybe completely changing your exercise or eating habits, or coming to terms with a hard truth about your life and emerging in a new way, albeit painfully, a true wilderness experience, a time of being reflective and contemplative during this church season. It's actually quite involved, quite hands-on, quite heart-on activity, Lent is. It's tiring if you choose to keep Lent. Maybe some of us have had a meaningful and involved Lent this year. Maybe some of us have not. My point is, you've really got to make Lent happen for yourself. You've got to take Lent seriously. You got to kind of grab it by the horns. It doesn't just happen to us. Now we're in the final days of Lent. Next Sunday, we'll remember the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem with the palms, and we'll read aloud together the entire story of Jesus' passion and death using the cry of the whole congregation by Pastor Walt Wongren. And so these days are, in a sense, a transition time from Lent to Holy Week and the great 3 days. It's still Lent. There's still time to take it by the horns. But something is shifting as the days pass and the springtime light grows. Let me suggest that the move and the mood from Lent to Holy Week might be characterized as simply letting go. The move and the mood from Lent to Holy Week might be characterized as simply letting go. Like that exercise of having your fists clenched tightly and strongly to opening up your hands and letting go. Those might be good words to hear whether you're a Lent practicer or not. Letting go. Letting go of the charge we've been taking. The Lenten discipline horns we've been trying to grasp. Rather than making it happen, rather than taking it by the horns, we will now be shifting into the highest, most holy days of the Christian calendar, where all we can do finally is sit back and let God happen to us. Sit back or stand up or bow down in awe as that cross come sharply into view. Let Christ happen to you, among you, as we transition together as a body of faithful followers. Do you see the difference? From the clenched fists kind of maybe how we pray, with clenched fists together, two open hands, receiving. Maybe that's a different way to pray. I've been listening these last few months to a lot of Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett, some of you might be fans, dearly departed Jimmy Buffett now. He writes mostly songs and music, but he did write a few books, not many, but a few. And one is a novel called A Salty Piece of Land. And in that novel, there's a term he uses for his main character, catch a little neutral. You know, where you just kind of let the sails fill with wind and catch a little neutral, you know, just kind of sit back off of the gears, off of the steering, off of the grasping, and catch a little neutral. I just love that term, catch a little neutral. My brother John loves to use that term. Maybe let's just catch a little neutral. Or today's St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick, famous blessing. Christ beside me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me. We have this beautiful image today from the book of Jeremiah, the first lesson Kristen read today. It's a beautiful image from Jeremiah of God writing the law on our hearts. No longer will it be a matter of gaining, of teaching, of grasping, insert whatever action verb is yours here, the knowledge of God's forgiveness. No longer will we be kind of getting it for ourselves, like we grab onto the disciplines of Lent. No, God says in Jeremiah, now it will simply be written on our hearts, the image of love imposed on us. It reminds me a little of the stamp of the ashen cross being made on our forehead, looping back to Lent's beginning, or our baptism. That cross on our foreheads marked in oil in our baptism. But also remember that to the ancients, the heart, the law is written on our hearts, the heart was understood as the place of our thoughts, the center of everything. I will write my law on their hearts, God says, then could be understood today. I will write my law on their minds, their bodies, their souls, all of it. Sit back. Not in a lazy, hedonistic way, but in a worshipful way, and catch a little neutral. We are shifting from a posture of action to a posture of wonderment and deep worship. We are coming in now from the wilderness, from the world, as Holy Week draws closer. This is today's gospel here. We're about to marvel. This is today's gospel. We're about to marvel and revel and take in the powerful images and stories of God being lifted up on that glorious tree. We don't understand fully what's about to happen. That's kind of what Jesus is saying with his disciples. You don't even know. Just sit back and take it in. Listen to Jesus here in John's gospel. He's telling the disciples, get ready. It's going to happen upon you. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen in spite of you. It's going to happen for you. The cross is coming into view, and it is being written on our hearts now. We no longer take it by the horns, force ourselves to observe it, grasp it, practice it, do things around it. It simply is. It simply happens to us. Ultimately, friends, we are never the actors. We are always and only the acted upon by God, ultimately. In seminary, I mean, we were always diagramming that sentence. We didn't diagram sentences in seminary except for this one. God is the subject of the sentence, always and only. And we are the direct objects, always and only. We're never the subjects of the sentence. God is the subject, the actor. We are always the acted upon. God's forgiveness, God's grace, God's love simply is upon us, pressed and sealed, present, and now. Amen. Let's just conclude with a sweet story. We used to make the sign of the cross on each other's foreheads at bedtime in our house. And the kids were little. Now they stay up later than I do, so I don't do bedtime stories. But we used to do bedtime stories, and then we'd say a little prayer, and then we'd finish it all with the sign of the cross on our forehead. And we'd do it to each other. You know, I'd give Micah the sign of the cross and Katie the sign of the cross, and they would give it back to me. But Micah used to lick his finger when he would give me the sign of the cross on my forehead. He'd first lick his index finger and then make the cross. And I always kind of thought that was both sweet and a little gross. And I never really asked him about it until finally I did. I said, why do you do that? Why do you lick your finger? And here's what I wanted to share. Micah said to me, you know I wrote this down. Micah said, because when I lick my finger and do it, no one can ever take that away. And you can feel it, and then you can remember it better. Catching a little neutral. Sitting back. God's got you, friends. Christ is with you. Beside you, before you, behind you, within you, beneath you, above you. The law and the gospel is written on your heart, deep within. The seed that gives life and grows, this day and always. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.